Just a hint. If one day you would like to found a new religion, so then it would be better than that you would not write books in the time of the eyewitnesses, because they will prove that your religion is just wrong. So maybe in later generations, yeah, but not in the time of the eyewitnesses. And so the Gospels are really well founded historically, and they are really useful to show the fulfillment of the messianic prophecies. Then, prophecy number 5, maltreatment of Messiah. We have in Isaiah 5 poems speaking about the suffering servant of the Lord. Isaiah 42, 49, 50, 53, of course, and 61. Now, in Isaiah 50, verse 6, God says, is speaking first about Messiah, and then you hear the voice of Messiah, I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucketh off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Exactly. All this happens when you read Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. This was after that the Supreme Court of Israel delivered the Lord Jesus to Pontius Pilate in order to crucify him. And Pontius Pilate's palace was just beside today's Jaffa Gate, in the old city of Jerusalem, where you find today the city museum of Jerusalem, the Museum Migdal David. And there, all these things happened. Let's read also Isaiah 52, verse 14. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so merit, more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. Exactly this happened when the Lord was maltreated before Pontius Pilate. By the way, you see that Isaiah 53 doesn't begin at Isaiah 53 verse 1. Alas, the division of chapters that is a work of later time that was not inspired is not always perfect. So, in fact, the description of the suffering Messiah is described from Isaiah 52, verse 13 onwards. And, by the way, it's interesting, in the complete Isaiah scroll from Qumran, there you have not yet the divisions of chapters, because this is from the medieval ages. But Isaiah 53, verse 12, beginning with, behold, my servant. God speaking about the suffering Messiah. Behold, my servant, begins just with a new line of a new column in the scroll. When you will have the occasion to see the complete scroll, count just from the end back 16 columns, then you find Isaiah 52, verse 13, beginning with the suffering Messiah. And by the way, in every rabbinical Bible, you have, with the largest letters, the original text in Hebrew. And besides, the translations in Aramaic, in a little bit smaller letters, and then in even smaller letters, the commentaries of the great medieval ages rabbis. And you see, because the Targum in Aramaic, they are even more important than the commentaries of the great rabbis of the medieval ages, the letters are larger. And then look in a rabbinical Bible called Mikraot Gedolot, Isaiah 52, verse 13, in the translation, behold my servant, the Messiah. In Aramaic, you find here as an explanation in the text, Meshicha, which means the Messiah in Aramaic. So in every rabbinical Bible you can prove this is speaking about Messiah. Again, still prophecy number 5, maltreatment according to Psalm 129 verse 3, where Messiah speaks, the plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. You see, in front of Pontius Pilate, according to John 19, the Lord Jesus had been flogged. But the manner of flogging among the Romans was just awful, disgusting, most terrible. And you see here an example of a flogged slave in America. Look at his back. It's exactly what happened with the Lord. The plowers plowed upon my back. They made long their furrows. 6. Crucifixion of the Messiah. Psalm 22 verse 16, we read, the assembly of the wicked having closed me, they pierced my hands and my feet. So, in a medieval ages commentary on Psalm 22, this commentary is called Pesikta Rabbati, you find the explanation, Psalm 22 is speaking about Messiah and his death for our sins. That's amazing. Because in Isaiah, in Psalm 22, you do not read about the Messiah suffering for sins. Sins are not mentioned. But in his commentary, they say, he is suffering for our sins. From where does this come from? Of course, from Isaiah 53. Because there, the text says that the suffering Messiah will suffer for our sins, for our iniquities. So they combined Isaiah 53 directly to Psalm 22, saying, these are the sufferings of Messiah for our sins. And what is most amazing, Psalm 22 had been written by King David in the 11th century BC, but there crucifixion was not known, because this is an invention of the Persians centuries after King David. The Persians then gave this, made a transmission of this kind of punishment to the Greeks to the Romans. But here in Psalm 22, King David speaks about Messiah that would be pierced concerning hands and feet. This is exactly crucifixion. Maybe somebody would say, oh, I have a Jewish translation of Psalm 22 in English, and there is nothing about piercing. It is just like a lion, my hands and my feet. So, let's look up to the original text, ka'ari. Yes, ka'ari could be ka, like, ari, lion. But it doesn't make sense. It is even not a sentence. Where is the verb of the sentence? But, take for example, Benjamin Davidson's well-known analytical Hebrew and Talmudic lexicon. A lexicon that explains many difficult forms in biblical Hebrew, which, by the way, is a more complicated language than modern Hebrew. Modern Hebrew is very close to it, but it is easier. And now he explains ka'ari is just a short form of ka'arim, which is the participle of the root kur, to pierce. So, just correct to translate, they pierce my hands and my feet. And by the way, the oldest translation of the Old Testament, the Septuagint from Egypt, made by Jews, in the 3rd century before Christ, is very clear. The Greek translation says, they pierced my hands and my feet.